Part 5. Alexandria, 124 BC. Bartimaeus. A hop, a limp, we fell up the steps between the columns. Ahead of us, a door of bronze, green with age. I shoved it open, pitched forward into the sanctuary of the god. Cool, dank air, no windows. I pushed the door shut and slammed fast an ancient bolt. Even as I did so, something collided against the other side. I put a seal upon the door for neatness' sake, then sent a wisp light flaring against the ceiling, where it hummed and flickered with a pinkish glow. At the end of the room, a metal statue of a bearded cove looked at us with grave disapproval. Beyond the door and all around the sanctuary came the thwack of leather wings. I laid my master beneath the wisp light and bent my muzzle close. His breathing came erratically. Blood seeped against his clothes. His ravaged face, all wheals and wrinkles, like an ancient fruit, was bleached of colour. His eyes opened. He raised himself on one arm. "Steady," I said. "Save your strength." "I don't need to, Bartimaeus," he said, using my true name. "Not any more." The lion gave a growl. "None of that talk," I said. "This is called tactics. We're having a rest. I'll break us out of here in a minute." He coughed. Blood came up.
"To be honest, I don't think I could take another of your flights."
"Oh, go on. It'll be even more interesting with just one wing. Think you could flap an arm?"
"No. What happened?"
"It was this stupid mane. I didn't see that jinni coming from the side. He ambushed us, got me with a detonation. That's the last time I wear one as bushy as this." There was a small grating up near the top of the old smooth wall. Several shadows wheeled across its strips of light. Something heavy landed on the roof above. Ptolemy cursed softly under his breath. The lion frowned. "What?"
"Back at the market. I dropped the parchment. My notes on the other place."
I sighed. I could sense the movement all around. The click-clack of claw on stone, the small skitterings of scales across the roof tiles. I could hear the whisperings in Latin. I visualized them, clinging to every surface of the building like giant flies. "That's unfortunate," I said, "but it's not our main concern."
"I've not finished my account," he whispered. "Nothing's left in my rooms but fragments."
"Ptolemy, it doesn't matter."
"But it does. This was going to make things different. It was going to change the way magicians worked. It was going to end your slavery."
The lion looked down at him. "Let's be frank," I said. "My slavery and my life are going to end in, approximately 2 minutes. He frowned.
"Not so, Bartimaeus."
The walls echoed to the muffled sound of blows. "Yes, so."
"I can't get out, but you can."
"With this wing, you must be." "Ah, I see." The lion shook its head. "Not a chance."
"I'm technically your master, don't forget. I say you can go. I say you will go."
By way of reply, I rose, stood in the center of the little temple, and let out a roar of defiance. The building shook. For a couple of seconds afterward, all activity outside was stilled. Then it industriously resumed again. I snapped my teeth together nastily. "In a few moments," I said, "they're going to break through, and when they do, they'll learn to fear the power of Bartimaeus of Uruk. Anyhow, who knows? I've taken out 6 djinn at once before now."
"And how many are out there?"
"Oh, about 20.
"Right. That settles it."
With shaking arms, the boy rose to a sitting position.
"Help me lean back against that wall. Come on, come on. Do you want me to die lying down?"
The lion did as he was bid, then straightened. I took up my post facing the door, which in the center was glowing red with an intense heat and beginning to bulge a little. "Don't ask again," I said. "I'm not shifting."
"Oh, I won't ask, Bartimaeus."
Something in his tone made me swivel round. I saw Ptolemy grinning lopsided at me, one hand raised. I reached toward him. "Don't!" He snapped his fingers. spoke the dismissal words. Even as he did so, the door exploded in a shower of molten metal. Three tall figures sprang into the room. Ptolemy gave me a small salute. Then his head fell back gently against the wall. I rotated toward the enemy and raised a paw to smite them, but my substance had become diffuse like smoke. Despite my most desperate urgings, I could do nothing to hold it firm. All light around me vanished. My consciousness departed. The other place pulled me away. Furiously, against my will, I accepted Ptolemy's last gift.